JJ, what is the key to containing the speed that the Chiefs have, and also Alex Smith, to keep them from hurting you and getting outside?
I mean, you just got to play good defense. I mean, they have obviously multiple ways they can hurt you. Alex Smith is good with his legs, but, I mean, the way Kareem Hunt's been playing this year is obviously phenomenal. So we just have to be sound in our assignments, be sound in what we do, and play full team defense, everybody doing their job, rallying to the ball.
What's special about Kareem?
I mean, he does a great job. I mean, obviously he has that ability to make the big play in the run game, which is difficult to do, but he also is just methodical throughout the game. I mean, he's consistent throughout the entire game, and he has a lot of yards in the second half, which has been impressive as well. So anytime you have the number one rushing attack in the National Football League, you're doing something right, and it starts with having a great running back, and he's obviously done a great job so far.
How are they better than they were when y'all beat them here last year?
I mean, they're 4-0, so I would say they're doing pretty well, yeah.
Are they better than last year when you played them?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, that's you're comparing two different years. I don't know.
Deshaun Watson and Kareem Hunt, two of the better young players in this league. Just what do you see from both these guys as far as being new guys and then kind of busting on the scene right away?
Yeah, I think they're both doing a great job. I mean, obviously, it's a very difficult league to play in. And so when you can come in early and have as much success as they've had so far, I think it's a testament to how hard they work, how talented they are, and also, obviously, bright things to come for the future.
JJ, when you go up against a guy like Alex Smith, does it help at all that you went up against Deshaun in training camp?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. I think it's, I mean, going up against a guy like Mariota last week, you know, it's just, like I said last week, there's a few of those guys in the league. I mean, Bortles, there's guys that can run around and have the ability to get out of tough situations, and you have to account for them. So, yeah, you always have to be prepared for that.
JJ, when you watch the offense put up 90 points in two games, we haven't seen that here in a few years. How does that change your perspective? Does something like maybe do all things now seem possible, that the sky's the limit for this team? When you can get that on that side, you guys end up playing, what, 30 plays less than the Titans' defense? It's got to be really exciting from your side.
Yeah, it's obviously extremely exciting. I mean, the key to the game is scoring more points than the other team and holding them to less than you score. So.